You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, country, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and we are in hour number three, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. And first, I need to give a warning out to our listeners. You noticed that Sheila was taken down, and that was not by accident. We have confirmed that this was a deliberate attack upon Global Star Radio Network and the Common Sense Show, and we have further heard from our board op that the servers are being attacked under a DDoS attack. So far, our streams are holding up, but let me just say this. Well, we know why this is happening. One, they don't want Sheila stuff out there. They don't want David stuff out there. And I'll tell you, they do not want Ammon Bundy to go out at the end of the third, at the bottom of the third hour. They do not want that. But they're not going to stop us, because if they manage to take us down, rest assured, this entire 3 hours will be on archive, and it will go out distributed on thecommonsenseshow.com, beforeitsnews.com, etc., etc., etc. And so let me just say that regardless of what they do, they will not stop the flow of information. They can only delay it. Well, anyway, we're officially in our health segment, and of course that means it's time with Katie, or as some of you listeners have called her in writing, the health chick. And I'll tell you, that's kind of a almost a worthy label here. What a beautiful lady she is, you know, former soap opera star and news media background. But anyway, that aside, she has great talents as our health reporter, and she's going to be conducting a very interesting interview tonight on intravenous therapy. So, Katie, take it away.
Hi, Dave. Good evening, and thank you very much for that great intro. Tonight's going to be fun, fun, fun. I like to do interviews now and then and let people know what therapies are available outside of modern medicine. So this is one time that I'm bringing on a doctor that I met here in Denver by the name of Dr. Lewis Spanner, and he's a naturopathic doctor. I'll give a little intro, and we're going to talk about IV therapy. And listen in, folks, because this is so amazing. It's an interesting, wonderful practice, or therapy, I should say. And I think a lot of people could benefit from it, healthy or if you have medical issues. But Dr. Spanner, he's a naturopathic doctor here in Denver. His practice is designed to achieve and maintain your optimal wellness. So if people aren't familiar, naturopathic doctors are uniquely trained and equipped with the knowledge and skills necessary to bridge the gap between modern and traditional medicine, drawing from the best of both, which I think is great. So Dr. Spanner enjoys continuing to pursue his lifelong ambition of integrating these natural medicines with conventional medicine setting to offer his patients the most comprehensive medical evaluations and treatments. And what's great is that he takes this oath of do no harm, the healing power of nature, treat the cause, treat the whole person, doctor as teacher, and prevention. Now, wouldn't you prefer to have a proactive doctor than someone who comes in, listens to you, writes you a script for antibiotics, and goes on to the next patient? These naturopathic doctors are so compassionate and caring, and so is Dr. Spanner. He grew up in Maryland, received his Bachelor of Science degree in biology from Towson University, and moved to Oregon, Pacific Northwest, where he earned a naturopathic doctorate at the National College of Natural Medicine in Portland, and he lives here in Denver. He also enjoys serving in the nonprofit world as a volunteer board and board member and editor, and as the medical director for a community clinic focused on childhood lead poisoning prevention. So anyway, welcome to the show, Dr. Spanner.
Well, thank you very much, Katie. What a great intro. I'm so happy to be here to talk about this topic, which is one of my favorites.
Yes, it is one of my favorites, too. I'm actually partaking in this vitamin C IV, and what I wanted to do is have you explain to the audience in layman's terms what it is, how it benefits the human body, and what kind of health issues would this tackle or address. So, and the history, I mean, whatever you want to discuss, and I'll jump in with different questions, but go ahead, and if you want to start with just explaining what IV therapy is, and specifically vitamin C IV therapy.
Yes, well, intravenous nutrient therapies, as you said, with vitamin C as well as other nutrients like B vitamins and antioxidants, amino acids, and electrolytes, can be very beneficial for lots and lots of health conditions. And they can also be used as a wellness therapy.
So that would mean just coming in on a monthly basis or every few weeks and sort of getting your vitamin C boost as a preventative and just something to maintain your health, as well as what are some of the diseases and health issues that vitamin C therapy would be beneficial for?
Yeah, exactly. You know, lots of us with our hectic lifestyles and perhaps less than stellar diets may not be getting enough vitamin C or other critical nutrients through our diets. You know, a lot of us don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, or we eat too many processed foods, and these foods are, you know, really devoid in trace minerals and antioxidants. And so, therefore, vitamin C is imperative to get through the diet. And as I say, a lot of us don't get enough, or perhaps we have digestive issues and we're not absorbing nutrients very well. So for a couple of reasons, vitamin C is just critical and can be used by your body for hundreds of processes, from the production of neurotransmitters to the metabolism of cholesterol, production of hormones. Vitamin C is critical for the immune system. It helps the skin and hair and nails and other connective tissues. I mean, the list just goes on. It's a very important nutrient.
Great. Can you also explain, I mean, people listening think, well, if I take 5,000 or 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you know, I should be okay and ward off any colds or anything. We're talking with IV therapy, we're talking anywhere from 15,000 to 50,000. Is it milligrams of vitamin C?
Yes, that's correct. The difference is like night and day. The vitamin C that we can either get through our diet or take as a supplement is important, no doubt, but you just simply cannot take enough vitamin C orally to have the more therapeutic effects when it comes to disease and pathology that vitamin C offers. So, for example, like you said, in a cancer patient, giving vitamin C orally is just not going to be effective as an anti-cancer treatment. It'll certainly help with its antioxidant potential, but it just won't be at the same concentrations that one can achieve when this nutrient is given intravenously. So, yeah, we can give 15, 25, 50, even 100 grams of vitamin C intravenously, whereas if you were to take anything more than 5,000 or 6,000 milligrams orally, you know, your guts would be in disarray. You probably have some, yeah, you have some issues. So giving it intravenously bypasses the GI system and the gut, and so therefore, you know, you can administer much higher dosages. And at those higher dosages, vitamin C has some very interesting properties.
Can you, and that's the thing that's fascinating. I want people to understand exactly what do high concentrations of vitamin C, how they work in the body, what happens biologically with the vitamin C entry, and what it actually does to pathogens, whether it be viruses or cancer cells or bacteria, whatever.
Well, I guess it definitely depends on what it is that we're dealing with. So with regard to infections, viruses, microorganisms, vitamin C stimulates the immune system to induce macrophage activity and natural killer cell activity. So these are white blood cells and immune functions that basically destroy those sorts of pathogens. And then with regard to cancer, the vitamin C at those high concentrations actually causes cell death to the cancer cells without harming healthy cells.
So what I understood was from talking to you and some research I've done is that it mixes with the iron and causes a sort of a hydrogen peroxide effect. And explained, which I thought was fascinating, explain a little bit more detail of that concept and also about the cells, how a healthy cell has a covering and a cancer cell has no covering, and what happens with the C, with those two.
Well, that's one of the really interesting things about vitamin C, is it sort of at those high concentrations has the opposite effect that it does at lower concentrations. We're all familiar with vitamin C's ability to act as an antioxidant at low dosages, but at the high dosages that we can achieve intravenously, vitamin C actually acts as a pro-oxidant and goes into the cancer cells and causes a reaction where hydrogen peroxide is produced inside of those cancer cells, and it's the hydrogen peroxide that then causes that cell to die. And it does not affect healthy cells in the same way because they have a mechanism by which they limit the amount that is uptaken. And in contrast, cancer cells do not have that mechanism. They see that vitamin C, and structurally it's very similar to glucose. And cancer cells loving sugar just absorb that vitamin C like a sponge, and it's within those cells then when the concentration reaches a certain gradient that the reaction with iron takes place that you mentioned, the hydrogen peroxide is created, and those cancer cells die through both cell death as well as an inhibition of angiogenesis. So it's really a 1-2 punch on those cancer cells.
Angiogenesis. Explain that.
Oh, yeah. That is a characteristic very common with tumors. Angiogenesis is the production of new blood vessels. These tumor cells send out stimulatory chemicals that create new blood vessels to feed that tumor and allow it to grow by delivering more blood and more nutrients. So the vitamin C at the high dosages inhibits that process. The tumor cells, therefore, are less inclined to grow and, in fact, can shrink and die. So, I mean, it's just amazing. It's a nutrient we all know and eat every day, but at those high concentrations, it can really have some amazing therapeutic effects.
This is so exciting. Everyone listening, now, this is great for autoimmune diseases, and explain some of the diseases that this vitamin C therapy is very beneficial for.
Well, as we've mentioned, it has some distinct anti-cancer benefits. So for many different types of cancer, the vitamin C can be a really wonderful, non-selective, adjunctive therapy. So it can be used for many different types of cancer, and it doesn't have the ability, it does not affect conventional chemotherapeutic drugs, and so it can be taken by cancer patients, but also it is effective for infectious processes. So from anything ranging from the common cold to flus and the, you know, and pneumonia, it can just basically wipe these things out and get you back on your feet. It also is an amazing anti-inflammatory, and so it can be helpful for arthritis and other autoimmune diseases. It supports healing and is a wonderful aid to help recover after surgery or other trauma. It improves quality of life. There were studies done in the 70s and 80s by Dr. Powling, who was the originator of the IV vitamin C, which helped cancer patients to enjoy 4 times the length of life with a much higher quality of life. So basically, it can be used for just about anything, Katie.
This is so exciting. I hope people listening are paying close attention and taking notes. And I want to say, in terms of finding a naturopath in your city, just a little aside, go to or write down Health Grades, that's healthgrades with an S, .com. Type in the kind of doctor you're looking for, a naturopathic doctor, the city you live in, the zip code, and it will give you naturopathic doctors in your city. And call them, interview them, see if they use vitamin C IV therapy. And I think there's a little blood test you do to see how your enzymes are, how your body, through your enzymes, how your body will respond to it. And that's it. And you can go in and have this treatment. Research it, though. That's what I encourage my listeners. Do some research on this vitamin C therapy. And you also do glutathione IVs. Tell us about the benefits. What is glutathione and success stories with glutathione? Anything you want to share with that?
Well, thanks. Glutathione is considered the master antioxidant, and it has the ability to get inside of cells and perform its antioxidant benefits there. So basically, it's an amazing nutrient that helps cells to thrive, helps them to detoxify, and helps them to continue and allows improvement in functioning. For example, I like to use glutathione for my patients with neurological concerns, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, etc. And it can help the nerves to function better, so these patients appreciate a better quality of life. It basically stops the oxidative damage and the inflammation that is sort of the hallmark of those types of conditions and many others. So it's sort of like vitamin C in its universality. It can be used for lots of different conditions. Another particular case with glutathione is its benefit with regard to liver disease, for hepatitis, cirrhosis, fatty liver disease. Glutathione is amazing to help those that organ particularly to function better, detoxify, and for hepatitis, I mean, it's amazing. I've seen patients really reverse the markers with hepatitis, just go down, and patients' quality of life go up. I mean, it's too good to be true almost. You know, these are just natural products that are safe and effective. And so I think, like you have been encouraging your listeners to do, if they can just do some research, find some providers, I think it would do them a world of good.
Well, and the thing about it is, with glutathione, people think, well, I've got glutathione in my protein shake, or I can buy it in the health food store. It's not going to have the same effect as well as like the vitamin C. It's your glutathione and your protein shakes and your vitamins and things like that is not at the concentration level and won't do the same thing. So if you're having any of these issues, definitely check into the glutathione IV. But you were saying something about it's almost too good to be true. I find that with most alternative medicine, but that's a fallacy, because the modern medical community has told us it's too good to be true. But in fact, I'm having someone on next week who you treated with hepatitis B, and I'm going to allow him to give his testimony. So I think that'll be very exciting. These aren't too good to be true. They're just there, but they've been hidden and suppressed. Is that what you find?
Well, you know, I was jokingly referring to these things as almost being too good to be true, but no, obviously, I use these things every day and see my patients improve with just nutrients, and mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. I mean, it just kind of blows me away, and it's so rewarding to be able to offer something to patients that is safe, effective, gentle, and natural. And you know, I just, like I said at the onset, appreciate the opportunity to sort of get this word out there and hopefully help more people.
Yes, exactly. So we've got a couple of more minutes. I wanted you to be able to give out your contact information, and then if we have time, maybe a success story, or if Dave has a question. But let's try and squeeze in some of your contact information. And you do work with people from out of state. You can do that if they want to call you, or definitely people in the Denver area. What is your contact information?
Right. I'm happy to help people here in Denver as well as other parts of the country, but with a treatment, you know, such as the IV therapies, it's something that you do kind of need to find a local provider to perform. But I'd be happy to speak with folks if they have any questions or would like some more information. But for folks in the Colorado area, the Rocky Mountain area, I am at a new location. The practice is called Rocky Mountain Total Wellness. And we're in Centennial, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. Our website is rmtwellness.com. Our number is 720-500-2509. And in addition to that Health Grades website you mentioned, there's a couple I would like to offer as well, which are portals through which patients can find providers in their area that would be inclined to offer these sorts of treatments. One of them is naturopathic.org. That's N-A-T-U-R-O-P-A-T-H-I-C. And that's the Professional Association of Naturopathic Doctors. The other is ACAM.org, A-C-A-M. That is another professional association consisting of naturopathic doctors as well as integrative and holistic MDs and DOs. So on those websites, patients can find providers that offer services like this.
That is terrific. Okay, once again, it's Rocky Mountain Wellness Center.
Rocky Mountain Total Wellness.
Rocky Mountain Total Wellness, and that is 720-500-2509, right? And Dave, do you have anything? Because I know you have your medical background. Do you have any questions?
Well, real quick question, doctor. Do most insurances cover this treatment?
Oh, good question. At my clinic, we're working on getting accredited with some insurance providers, and we found some ways to offset some of the costs with insurance billing, but there is some out-of-pocket cost associated with these treatments as well. The insurance reimbursement just isn't there. You know, as Katie mentioned, conventional medicine doesn't seem too interested in having anything to do with anything that's gentle, safe, natural, and effective. And so we've had some challenges with insurance billing, but we are finding ways that we can bill for some of the services, but perhaps not all.
That is so great. And just real quick, your clinic also does acupuncture, aromatherapy, cosmetic procedures, hormone rebalancing, moxibustion therapy, neuromuscular therapy. You have a chiropractor, deep tissue massage. I mean, this is a full-on wellness clinic. It is wonderful. I encourage my listeners in the area to call and definitely check this therapy out. Please do some research on it. It's wonderful. And Dr. Spanner, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Katie. It's been my pleasure.
It was terrific. And Dave, what do you think of all this?
I think it's the future of medicine that the other side doesn't want you to know about, because they work on the sickness model, because this is where they derive the most profits. Treat the symptoms and keep the people coming back for more.
Right.
And so are you surprised? You know, and I've taught classes in health psychology, and the disease model works in some cases, but not all. Well, we're...
Oop. I don't know where Dave went, but we are...